From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning, which is a major ferry port for travel between Britain and France. Britain has raised its terror threat level after the attack claimed by the Islamic State. Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical.
And at least 29 people were wounded in the IED that was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. U.S. President Donald Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remark during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
And the NATO Secretary General has said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to the international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to complete his nuclear program. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.